The story you are about to hear is true, but strange.
Nice, calm day like this. I brought you out here to talk, Alice. Talk about us.
Yes, what?
Of course, it throws me off my bearings. Like as not, I'll pile the westward up on Dead Man's Reef the way you put everything else out of my mind.
Father, you talked to my father?
You know I have. Only one I ain't talked to is you. I can't seem to get up the nerve.
Well, here I am.
Yeah. Alice, what is that? What happened to Dead Man's Bell?
Bart, there's somebody hanging on the buoy, ringing the bell as a signal. Someone's in danger.
ABC Radio Network presents Strange, True Stories of the Supernatural, with your narrator, famous author, lecturer, and expert on strange and weird events, Walter Gibson.
Thank you, Charles Woods. There are many treacherous reefs off the rocky coast of Maine, but none more dangerous than Dead Man's Reef. And there is no true story stranger than the story of the voice out of the storm. While the westward stood off Dead Man's Reef, a small boat was lowered and went in toward the buoy. Fortunately, the water was at ebb tide, quiet and calm. The man who was picked off the buoy lapsed into unconsciousness and opened his eyes in the ship's cabin to see Alice bending over him.
I guess I've gone to heaven. Angel like you.
You would have very soon if it hadn't been for Bart.
Bart?
Mm-hmm. First mate on the westward. He went in and took you off the buoy.
I'll have to thank him.
We're taking you into shore now. You're in bad shape.
Yeah, I guess so. 5 days drifting is no help for anybody.
Is that what happened to you?
Schooner foundered in the nor'easter.
Oh.
I don't know who else made it. I found a plank, waterlogged. I had to swim.
If you hadn't been able to signal with that bell, you'd have been done for.
The plank was going under. I saw the buoy and swam for it. That's all I remember.
You were about to slip off back into the water again.
That would have been the end. Gee, I have to thank Bart for saving my life.
What you have to do now is rest for a good long while. Plenty of rest.
Yeah, I guess so. And I can't think of a better nurse than you. My name's Phil Denby. What's yours?
Even then, it was obvious to Alice Tripp that the rescued man was falling in love with her. And although she refused to admit it even to herself, there was something about him that made her almost forget Bart. And a week later, Bart put it into words.
Great. I pulled this guy off Dead Man's Reef more dead than alive. And now I'm the one that's dead.
Bart, what are you talking about?
About that Denby guy. Been in your house all week, hasn't it? You've been nursing him back to health.
Bart, it was the least I could do. This is a small town. There are no hospitals. Bart, Phil's grateful. He said so, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Now it's Phil, huh?
Well, I can't quite call him Mr. Denby, can I?
Alice, you remember what we were talking about a week ago out in the westward before that bell began to ring. I never got around to asking you. But I still feel the same way. You know I do. I was...
Bart, please, not now.
Oh. Like that, huh?
I don't want to hurt you.
Sure not. So I shouldn't ask, is that it? Okay, let's talk about something else.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
That's a good, safe subject.
Now, if you're going to act that way...
Why shouldn't I? For 5 years, I've been thinking of you. Seeing you most every day, first mate on your father's boat. All of a sudden, some guy comes ashore on a piece of driftwood. I should have left him there, right there on Dead Man's Reef.
Bart, he'll be on board with you.
He'll what?
Yes, on the westward.
Your father gave him a job?
Yes, as soon as he's well.
If he comes on board, I'll...
You'll what?
Nothing. I spoke a little hasty. All right, Alice, if that's the way the wind blows, I can't whistle against it. I'll get over it. Just give me time. I'll get over it.
A week later, Phil Denby was better. He was taken on as a four-deck hand on the Westward. He sailed several trips to the Grand Banks for mackerel and back to harbor again. And each time, he and Bart got along very well.
A fair wind and a good catch, Alice. No trouble out or back.
I wasn't thinking about the weather, Phil.
Oh, I am. The wind has shifted. This next trip, I figure we'll run into some rough storms on the way back. Oh, you mean me and Bart, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, there are times he looks at me.
How?
You know how. After all, I got a good idea about how he feels about you. Everybody in town knew he was going with you steady.
We never had an understanding.
I didn't say you did. Still, Alice, how about me? How do you feel about me?
I don't really know, Phil.
I know my feelings toward you. I told you before. I love you, Alice.
But Phil, I just can't be sure.
Well, why not? You don't love Bart. Or do you? Or are you waiting for some sign?
No, I'm telling you honestly how I feel. You wouldn't want me to...
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing.
All of a sudden, you're pale. Here, let me feel your forehead. Alice, you've got yourself a fever. You'd better get to bed right away.
The next time the Westward sailed for the Grand Banks, Alice Tripp was not on the dock to wave her off. She was in bed with a bad case of pneumonia. And Phil Denby's forecast about the weather came true also. The Westward had no trouble outbound, but on the way back, the seas mounted into a full gale.
On course! Hold her on course! Flex your eyes, Denby! You want to pile us all up on Dead Man's Reef?
The storm continued, pounding away at the hull. As the ship approached landfall, all eyes kept a sharp lookout for the buoy that marked treacherous Dead Man's Reef. And Phil Denby noticed that Bart kept looking at him in a strange way.
What's biting you, Bart? Every time I turn my back, I get the feeling you're looking daggers at me. What's going on inside your head?
Bart did not answer. The Westward beat its way through the darkness. Then suddenly, only a mile or so off the reef.
Run overboard! Run overboard!
There wasn't anything we could do, Mrs. Tripp. Not a thing.
Now, don't blame yourself, boy.
He was swept right away. We couldn't even come about to make a search. We'd have been blown right up on the reef.
I know. My husband told me.
How's Alice?
Well, she was getting better. Then yesterday, she had a turn for the worse.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Just about the time...
Yes, about the time you lost Phil Denby overboard. Oh, I hesitate to tell her.
Don't. Wait until she's stronger.
Storm's still going, isn't it?
Aye. Near a full day since we made harbor. But it's still blowing. What's that?
Sounds like a window banging.
That's Alice's room, isn't it? How did a window get open in her room?
In at a window, the gale still blowing, and you sick.
He's out there. I hear him.
What?
Save me at Dead Man's Reef. I'm on the buoy. Save me.
You're out of your head.
I can see him. He's clinging to it. He can't hang on much longer.
Alice, you're sick. Here.
No, I won't. go to bed. Let go. He's there. I've got to help him.
Are you crazy? He's not there. You're just dreaming of the time we picked him up. That's all just dreaming.
No, Bart, no.
Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that, I tell you. I didn't. All right. The wind has gone down a bit. I'll go out there. I'll go out there right away.
And that's where Phil Denby was, where he had been before. Somehow, in the storm and wind, he had managed to swim to the buoy. When the rescue boat got to him...
I got him. I got him. He's still alive. Steady while I bring him aboard.
You heard me, Alice. I sent out a prayer and you heard me.
Yes, Phil, I did. Without ever knowing that you were overboard off the Westward.
And now you're better and you know you love me.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. We'll get married. But, Phil...
Yes?
When you went overboard, was it an accident or did Bart really...
Alice. Let's not talk about it. He saved me. Let's just leave it at that.